I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a recent shootout, Egyptian police killed 19 Muslim terrorists who were responsible for last Friday's bus attacks on Coptic Christians. 7 believers had been killed and another 7 injured. It seems that Egypt is stepping up its punishment of extremists targeting religious minorities. Even last month, 17 terrorists were sentenced to death for 3 church bombings. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says, with Christmas approaching, terrorists in Egypt often take advantage of Christian holy days to lash out at believers. Please cover Egyptian Christians in prayer.
That God would have his hand of protection over the churches and the Christian communities on the holy days and throughout the year. And I guess that those who would perpetrate such acts of evil would have their eyes opened to the wickedness of such acts and would turn and repent.
And the program for theological education by extension is 100% supported by donor funding. Through donor support, PTEE offers affordable 3-credit theology courses to the Arab Church. During the next 10 days, PTEE is raising support through its Advancing the Kingdom Matching Campaign, November 9 to 19. Director of Communications, Kristen Coleman.
Our goal is to train church leaders, to train pastors who are indigenous, who are Arabs, who are working in these churches, to give them the training, to equip them with the biblical knowledge and the ministry skills to advance the kingdom of God in this unreached part of the world.
Find your place in this story to help further the kingdom in the Arab world at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.